We're doing Gemara Makos, we're up to the base on the base, three lines from the bottom. And we had said in the Braisa, on the second wide line, four halachos pertaining to Edom Zomimim, and then we added in the name of Rabbi Akiva that they don't even pay if they themselves give themselves in. So Rabbi Akiva says that Edom Zomimim, who find a way to admit, which is not so simple. Why is it not so simple? Because ordinarily, once a person gave testimony, he can't come back and say, I was lying. We wouldn't accept it. So how do they admit? So Rashi gave us a scenario. If they became Edom Zomimim in court A, and that court didn't have an opportunity to judge them before they ran and came before court B, and they said, we admit that we became Edom Zomimim in court A. So that's the scenario in which they could admit. So in the name of Rabbi Akiva, they said that they wouldn't even pay if they admitted. In my time at Rabbi Akiva, what's the source for Rabbi Akiva's opinion? Kasavar Knaso, Rabbi Akiva holds that the payment, the punishment that Edom Zomimim pay is a knas. The knas and mishalem al pi atzmo. We have a rule that when a person admits to a tax, then he doesn't have to pay it, because what's a classical case of a tax? Person has to pay double if he stole. So the Torah says, "Asher yoshiyun Elohim yishalem shnayim l'reyehu." If the courts implicate him, then he pays double. So we derive from that, if he implicates himself, so then he does not pay the tax. And from there we derive in all taxes that if a person implicates himself, he doesn't pay them. So if Rabbi Akiva over here says that the Edom Zomimim who confess don't have to pay, that's an indication that Rabbi Akiva holds that what the Edom Zomimim pay is in fact a knas. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, okay, I'll prove to you that it really is a tax, that it's not considered a mamon, it's not considered a monetary obligation, it's considered a tax. Sharei lo asu maaseh v'neharagin u'mshalmin. Look, they testified, but nothing happened with their testimony. Actually, we never fulfilled the testimony that they gave. We were going to fulfill it, but we didn't actually act upon it, so nothing really happened, and nonetheless they could get killed or they could pay. So you see that all of that is a tax.
Why is he trying to prove that it's a tax?
He's saying what's the proof that something is knas and not mamon, that it's a tax and not in a monetary obligation. So Rabba says the logic is because they didn't actually do anything yet. They almost did something, and yet you're making them pay. Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman said another proof. Teida, I'll prove it to you that it is a tax. Sharei mamon biyad ba'alim umshalmin. Look, the man's still holding his money. They never took the money away from him. They still pay. So Gemara says, wait a second. Ma niud la'asu ma'aseh haynu d'rabba. Didn't they just say the same thing? He's saying the money's still in the hands of the owner. He's saying they didn't do an action. Well, that's the same idea. The Gemara says, you're right. Eima v'chein amar Rav Nachman. You're right. It should say, and this is also what Rav Nachman said. You're right. That's the same idea. You're right. Amar Rav Yehuda amar Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Eid zomim mishalem lefi chalko. The eid zomim pays according to his portion. My mishalem lefi chalko. The Gemara asks, what did Rav teach us here? What does that mean, he pays his portion? If the idea is they wanted to make him pay $100, so they'll each pay $50. Tanina, okay, that's correct, but that's a Mishnah. I didn't need Rav for that. The Mishnah says Mishashim b'mamon ben Mishashim b'makot. We'll see it. It's a Mishnah coming up that we divide between the witnesses a monetary obligation if the witnesses become Edom Zomimim. But if they're supposed to get lashes, then we don't divide the lashes. They each get the number of lashes they wanted to administer. So it doesn't make sense. Rav would come to teach us something it says in the Mishnah. So what did he mean that each eight zomim pays his portion? But maybe what Rav came to teach is that if only one of them became an eight zomim, if one of them was caught, he will automatically pay his portion and we mishalem. But wait a second, is that really so? Does he really pay? Vatanya, the Braisa says, Enidzumim Shalem Amon, Achus Mushneyem. The Braisa says clearly the other way, that he only pays if both of them were found to be Edom Zomim. It's true that he pays according to his portion, he doesn't pay the full amount, but at the end of the day, he won't pay until they're both found to be Zomim. So it can't be Rav was teaching us that.
Does that mean that one can be found in Zomim and he won't pay, or is it impossible?
Correct, correct.
It's possible for one to be.
And have the same testimony?
In Manuel Yisa, yeah. They both testify they saw the murder Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. And witnesses walk in and say, Jack was with us. He didn't see the murder. What about John? I don't know. But Jack was with us. So one of them became an Eid Zomim. What about the other one? Either he will or he won't, but right now he isn't.
Is it when someone who gives false testimony?
Yehuda will explain what's an Eid Zomim.
Now or then?
Now.
Eid Zomim is someone who comes and he testifies.
It was like conspiracy, isn't it?
He testifies against someone about a certain that he did something. And that person is found to be guilty of such a crime because of their testimony. And before the testimony is, before the punishment is executed, witnesses come and testify that the witnesses who testified against the suspect were not in the place where they could have seen the crime.
So again, we have this statement that we're trying to understand. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav that an Eid Zomim pays according to his portion. We asked, what does that mean? If it means each one pays proportionately, so that it says in the Mishnah. If it means that he'll pay if only he gets caught as an Eid Zomim, that it says clearly not that way in the Braisa. Amar Rava, so Rava says, the case is as follows. Bomer, edut sheker hayadti. We're talking about a situation where he walks into court and says, I lied. Ask the Gemara, Kol Kamine. Are we going to believe him? Can he really renege and just take back his testimony? That doesn't work. Kevan sheigid, shuveino chozer umagid. We have a rule. Once a person gave testimony, he can't go back on his testimony. That doesn't work.
What does it mean, Kol Kamine?
Do we believe
him?
Really?
I think Kol Kamine literally means, is everything coming from him? Meaning, can he just get away with saying anything he wants? I think so, but I'm not sure. And what it means is, do we believe him? But what the words literally mean, I think, is that. Ella, okay, so we're back to square one. So what was Rav talking about when he said an Eid Zomim pays according to his portion? We're talking about a case where he walks into court and says, me and Joel Shmo, we testified in the court out in Tzfat, and we were found to be Eidim Zomim in. So now me and Joel Shmo, we have to pay. So what Rav was teaching is that we'll make him pay his portion, but we won't make Joel Shmo pay his portion. So I believe him with regards to himself. You can make yourself pay, but I don't believe him with regards to the other guy. So the Gemara says, okay, so then that doesn't work with Rabbi Akiva, right? We just saw Rabbi Akiva said that an Eid Zomim who admits to owing his tax is patur. He doesn't have to pay the tax because modi b'knas patur. One who admits to a tax is absolved from paying it. Keman, according to whom did Rav say that? Loka Rabbi Akiva. Rav said that, and it was not in accordance with Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Dika Rabbi Akiva, Rafino Mashal Malpi Atzmo. Rabbi Akiva says that Neid Zomim does not pay if he admits to owing the tax. Ella, what do you have to say? What's the scenario? We don't want to say that Rav gave a ruling that was against Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is a powerhouse Tana. Most Stam Mishnayos, Brises, everything are his disciples. So let's find a different way out. What was Rav talking about? Bomere adno veheuzamno bebetnim ploni vechuyivunu mamon. Vechuyavnu mamon. When he comes and says, I was found to be an Eid Zomim in the Bezdin in Tzfat, he's not just saying that. He's saying, I was found to be an Eid Zomim and they told me to go pay the money. Once they came out with that ruling, go pay the money, so then you can't admit to the tax anymore. The Bez then gave ruling. Once they gave ruling, it doesn't help that you admit it. So now, he walks into court and says, me and Joel Shmo, we were in court in Tzfat, and the court found us guilty and told us we each have to pay 5,000 shekel. Sad kadai techamina. Kivan de lechavre lo matzim chayev le. Iunami lo mechayev. I might have thought that being that he cannot make his friend pay money because you don't believe one witness to obligate a person to pay money. So maybe he also doesn't obligate himself. About that, Rav came and taught us, Kamash Malon, that he could obligate himself. Even though I won't believe the second half of his statement, I will believe the first half of his statement, and I will make him pay. So what do we see so far? We saw from Rabbi Akiva that Eid Zomim doesn't pay if they admit. We saw the Rashi earlier that means if they walk into another court and say, we admit that we were caught as Eidim Zomim in court A. So then, provided the court A did not come out with a ruling, go pay the money, that's called Moda Biknas and their potter.
Why is it that that's different than a regular situation?
I didn't understand.
We said that usually... why is it that Rashi tells us this story, which is this scenario that they went to a different Beit Din?
Because in the same Beit Din you can't be molded. The Beit Din knows they were caught.
Okay, so why is it that when you go to another Beit Din, you can contradict your testimony?
You're not contradicting your testimony. The other Beis Din A already disqualified the testimony because they got the Eidus of the second pair. They just didn't come out with the ruling yet, go pay the money. But they already accepted the second pair of witnesses. Once they accepted the second pair that says Imanu Yisem, the first pair's testimony was disqualified.
If they admitted, are they still Eidim Zomim?
If they
admitted.
They can't admit it. Right. There's no way of their going only back on their own testimony.
Only if someone comes and testifies, then they can be Eidim Zomim. They can't admit to being Eidim Zomim.
Right.
So then what's it talking about?
It's talking about a situation where they were caught, but not yet put to trial. They were caught, so their testimony was disqualified.
Right.
And before the courts could decide what punishment to give them, they run to another court and they say, hey, we were caught.
How's that? And that helps them because they'll somehow...
That they can admit to.
A little different than normally how we say if you admit that you have putter from the canas. Here they know that they can't.
It's Rabbi Akiva.
I mean, your best chance is to go run to the next.
Right?
Okay, hang on, wait. How does this thing work about suddenly running to a different court?
I mean, we won't necessarily let them out. We might have big guards by the door and hold them in, but sometimes they might get away.
No, let's say they get out and they go to another court.
Right?
If
How's that helping anybody?
I mean, you're asking the logic of the Torah. This is a din in the Torah. The logic, I could give you reasonings. But that's not so important.
I mean, they're hoping that by going to the second Beit Din, they'll somehow get off the knas?
They will get off the knas. If they get there before the first court rules how much that they actually have to pay. If the there are
so
two
if
stages.
They're running up the door, they can immediately say, that's what they have to pay.
They can, right. Sometimes things don't work that way. But yeah, technically they can. They can foil their plan.
Sounds a bit elaborate, the whole plan of running two different...
Right. But this is not exclusive to Eidin Zomim, right?
Correct.
Any
mode of Iknas, right?
Any Eid Sheker also run it to the next...
Eid Sheker doesn't have a Knas.
Were these court verdict things normally done on the same day, or were they spread over a few days?
I don't know.
It was spread over a few days and they were sent home, and you could kind of understand how they go to another court.
Right.
But then... surely there's some kind of communication between the courts, I think.
I don't know, in those days, I don't know. Okay, so then we quoted the proof that it's a tax is because they didn't actually get away with doing anything, and look, they're still paying. Then we had a quote from Rav, that an Eid Zomim pays according to his portion. And we asked, what does that mean? If it means they pay proportionately, that's a Mishnah. If it means that if only one is caught, he pays proportionately, that's not so. The Braisa says they have to both be caught before they'll pay. So the idea is that he walks in and says, I was lying. So the Gemara says, who said, why would you believe him? That's a very strange answer Rava gave, because why would that make him an Eid Zomim? Why should he have to pay? Okay, so we don't accept that answer anyways. But what's the case? The Gemara says, he says, we became Eidim Zomimim in such and such a court. We said that would be against Rabbi Akiva, which Rabbi Akiva holds they don't pay if they say we became Eidim Zomimim. So we said, okay, it's talking about a case where he says, we became Eidim Zomimim and they ruled we have to pay. So now when he admits in this court that that happened... he's not absolving himself of anything. And I would have thought, being that he cannot obligate his friend, he shouldn't be able to obligate himself. That was the Chiddush of Rav, that he does obligate himself.
My question to Hudu when you were away was, what if the first pair of witnesses were reliable, and the second pair of witnesses claim that they're actually Eidim, they're actually the Eidim Zomim, and they claim that the first pair are Eidim Zomim? Now things are becoming a bit more complicated.
It's a good question. We'll get there later. The Mishnah will discuss that later. Okay.